is a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. A hide, a hide, a hide, a hide.
Hide, hide.
She loved him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. A hide, a hide, a hide, a hide. About the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1 million times. Hide, 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 hide.
Hide, 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 hide.
That amazing little song was Minnie the Moocher by Cab Calloway. Welcome to Backspace. Today I'm going to be playing jazz. So that's really exciting. I couldn't really find anything from soul or pop from the 50s, 60s, 70s that I usually play that I wanted to play today. And I did play, I think, like 2 or 3 jazz shows last year. So welcome to the jazz show. I hope that I'm able to transport you to a little dance hall. That's my goal here. This next song is Ain't Misbehavin', sung by Louis Armstrong. Enjoy the show.
I don't out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, me and my radio, babe. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
You can't play a jazz show without Louis Armstrong. I love this song. Ain't Misbehavin' is one of my favorite Louis Armstrong renditions. I don't know who originally wrote the song. I feel that with all old songs, like, you can't even figure out who originally wrote it because everyone covers the same songs over and over. But anyway, this is Backspace. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next is How Am I Doin', Hey Hey, the Mills Brothers. Enjoy.
I know a gal named Sadie Green, the hottest gal in New Orleans. She loves to dance, she loves to sing. Say she take a chance on any old thing. The other night down at the hall, when the band would play, Miss Sadie'd go on that floor and this is what she say. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twat, twat. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, shaw. Now I'm not bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I should do good. Now how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twat, twat.
Boom, boom, how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, tweet, 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 twat, twat. How am I doing?
Hey, hey,
oh, gee, baby, show. I only meant to do a little bit. You done made me like it and I just can't quit. How am I doing?
Hey, hey,
oh, tweet, 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 twa, twa.
How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, yeah, yeah, yeah. How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, sure. I'll admit I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best till the best come round. Now, how am I doing, boy?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, tweet, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How we doing?
Hey, hey. Tweet, 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 twa, twa.
How we doing?
Hey, hey. Oh, gee, oh, baby, oh, sure.
That was the Mills Brothers, and you can't have the Mills Brothers without the Ink Spots. So up comes the Ink Spots singing Java Jive. Whoever just called, please call back. I don't know why the board didn't work. I will try to answer it properly this time. So thank you.
A slice of onion and a raw one. Raw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee. I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, yeah. Green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take on my slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. Yeah. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.
Long ago, a lad met a lassie by the rippling tide. And they fell in love. It happened in Scotland beside the River Clyde. Came the day the lad kissed his lassie, and the lassie cried when he said goodbye and left her in Scotland beside the River Clyde. Could old acquaintance be forgot how light the heart would be? But when you miss the one you love, you could lay me down and be. In his dreams, the lad sees his lassie strolling by his side. Though they're far apart, their hearts are in Scotland beside the River Clyde. Be forgot how light the heart would be. But when you miss the one you love, you could lay me down and be. In his dreams, the lad sees his lassie.
That was Beside the River Clyde by Maxine Sullivan. All of these people, all of these players and singers, I tried to have a show completely composed of people of color. So all of these songs that you're listening to are by people of color, just a little homage to the origins of jazz. So this next song is called La Jazz Hot, and this is Jimmy Lunsford. Enjoy.
Thank you.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Here's one, and so that you won't confuse the title, which is really Gin Mill Special. It's sometimes called the Cotton Gin Mill Special. Got your old shag shoes there. Well, we got some shag shoes out up here in the Savoy Ballroom, too, but most of them are Lindy Hopping shoes we're having right here.
Bought me a coffee grinder. that the best one I could find. On me a coffee grind, I got the best one I could find. So he could grind my coffee, 'cause he had a brand new grind. He's a deep sea diver with a stroke that can go round. He's a deep sea diver with a stroke that can go round. He can test the bottom and his wind holds out so long.
The queen of blues, Bessie Smith, singing Empty Bed Blues. And before that was Gin Mill Special, sung by, I think that's Erskine Hawkins. But anyway, so I'm really trying to sound wide awake, but I am simply not. I stayed up until I think 12:30 writing, because there's a deadline for an on-campus publication for submissions, and I want to write in my life. So I stayed up late writing a piece, and I'm just half dead inside. I'm so sleepy. And I try to go to bed early the nights before my radio show, but that often does not happen because I have so many things to do up until like 10 o'clock. But I'm sorry, I will try to stay awake for you guys because I love this show. I'm really happy every time I leave the show. This song is called I Ain't Gonna Let You See My Santa Claus, and this is Victoria Spivey, I believe it is pronounced. Enjoy.
You say you'll pack all of
Again, that was I Ain't Gonna Let You See My Santa Claus by Victoria Spivey. I know that it is not even Thanksgiving yet, and I'm already playing a song with Santa Claus in the name. I don't know. I thought it was a song by her that I liked the best and I liked the sound of the most. I don't know the most respectable time to start listening to Christmas songs. Has anyone else started listening to Christmas songs? I haven't really, but I did listen to one last night. A song called Christmas Will Be Waiting, I think, and it's by Allison Sudol, who was the singer for A Fine Frenzy that eventually disbanded. Was very sad about it because it was like my favorite group, and she's starting to release some solo music. She actually is also a little bit of an actress on the side. I think she was in the Fantastic Beasts movie that I've never seen. And she's going to be in the upcoming new one as well. She's awesome. I should watch it just for her because I love her. But anyway, I strongly digress. That was such a digression. This next song is Chuckin' My Blues Away by Blind Boy Fuller.
I got a gal here in this town, she's busy looking round around. I got a gal in this town, best looking brown around. She's a strictly tailor mate, she ain't no hand me down. Catch a truckin' with 'em, gonna show shoot you down. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away, truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', mama, till you truck my blues away. I got a gal, she's little and neat. When she start to truckin', man, it's so sweet. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. Truckin' my blues away. Keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away, yeah. Keep on truckin', baby, truckin' my blues away. I know a gal, she's long and tall. When she start to truckin', make a little man squall. Keep on truckin', mama, truckin' my blues away. I mean, truckin' my blues away, yeah. Thank you.
was Fletcher Henderson's Sing You Sinners. Anyway, I know I've already played a PSA in the show. However, I wanted to do a little bit of a PSA of my own. In light of a lot of news these past few weeks, I just want to make sure that all of my listeners are taking care of themselves. Have you been listening to your favorite songs? Have you been talking to the people you love about things that aren't related to the news? Have you unplugged from your phone every once in a while? Have you read a book? Have you been doing all of the normal self-care things like showering and, like brushing your hair, anything like that? Take some time for yourself. Take some time for yourself this weekend. It is going to be Veterans Day. I hear that it is like the 100th anniversary or something of the start of World War One. I could be totally wrong, but that's what I heard. I wasn't around in 1918. So, anyway, take care of yourselves. It's important. I really think that there's nothing righteous or good about sacrificing your own health to constantly paying attention to the news. It's just not healthy. Be informed, be educated, know your stuff, know about the government and about current events. However, there's a line and don't cross it. Just don't. It's not worth it. It's not healthy. You're not gonna benefit from it. No one else is gonna benefit from your being absorbed in all of that. Just, take today. Just take today to not pay attention to the news. Just take today. If you've been paying attention to the news all week, I implore you to spend your Friday hanging out with friends, taking time for yourself, maybe do a little shopping, make something special for dinner. I don't know, something. There's something you can do that's nice and special. Anyways, with that long little speech, this is Chick Webb's Devoting My Time to You. Enjoy the last 20 minutes of the show.
You'll never have a smile, you're grouchy all the while. I must be crazy, devoting my time to you. You always tell me no when I say come, let's go. I must be crazy, devoting my time to you. All through the night I stay awake, there's nothing I can do. I know I'll never get a break messing around with you. I never get a kiss now when I think of this. I know I'm crazy, devoting my time to you. Honey dear, make up your mind and let me know today. I find that I'm just wasting time, I can't go on this way. The simple things you do just keeps me sad and you rhythm, whether or not
Come with me and you will see. We cats will swing for you. You gon' bat your feet and clap your hands. You gon' snap your fingers and shake your cat. 1, 2, 3, let's change this key. We cats will swing for you. Music knocks you out when it's played right. Music brings you low and it will send you, man, just as high as a kite. Now that we have explained to you just what we cats are going to do, come with me and you will see. We cats will swing for you. Da-do-da-da, da-da. Da-do-da-da, da-da. Da-do-da-da, da-da.
That was We Cats Will Swing For You by The Cats and the Fiddle. Can we start calling people cats again? I think that's hilarious. That was like in a album called We Cats Will Sing For You, 1939 to 1940, volume one. I don't know. I think that that's hilarious. Anyways, this next song is State Street Rag by Louie Bluey. This comes from an album that I highly recommend all of you guys check out. It is on Spotify, and it is called That Devilin Tune, A Jazz History, 1895 to 1950. And there are 220 songs totaling about 11 hours, and it just goes from the very beginning of jazz to the, I mean, not the end, that wouldn't make any sense. but it's just a crazy little compilation. I'm really excited to listen to it later on. But yeah, that's really interesting because I think when people think jazz, I just think, you know, like Sinatra or Chet Baker, just really obvious choices. And don't get me wrong, Sinatra and Baker are freaking amazing and I love them. However, it is cool to see the origins of different genres. I think it's important to know your stuff in that regard. This is State Street Rag by Louie Bluey.
Chicken rhythm, oh, 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 gee. potato, chicken rhythm, cook J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, cook J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, cook J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, when that rooster start to crow, grab your partner on your way. Then you move out on the floor, cause it won't be long for the break of day. Cook J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, cook J-Lo. Chicken rhythm, blowing on out.
And I can understand the bees. Sister, I can even understand why a rat eats cheese.
I can understand my dog.
And I can understand your cat.
Well, fill me full of rhythm. Can you understand that?
I got you covered, sister.
Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
That was Joshua Fit, The Battle of Jericho by Sidney Bechet. It is a little bit longer, but I'm going to stop it a little bit early. Before that was Shout Sister Shout by Lucky Melinder. Before that was Chicken Rhythm by Slim and Slam. I love that song. This is That Da-Da Strain by Earl Hines. Enjoy the last couple minutes of the show.
Here's one that's been played many, many, many times. And it's our request here at the club for Da-Da Strain.
That was That Da-Da Strain by Earl Hines. I'm going to keep it playing a little bit in the background because it is a little bit longer. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I hope you guys have a really great weekend and a great week. I will be back next Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. again. I'm here every Friday. I won't be there the following Friday for Thanksgiving, which is really exciting. I'm going home to Baltimore, and I'm very excited for that. To have good food and not college food. This has been Backspace on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This last song is Until the Real Thing Comes Along by Fats Waller. Enjoy, and I'll see you next week.
And if that isn't love, it'll have to do until the real thing comes along. I'd gladly move the earth for you.